Hey, my name is Kanan Whitston. I am the founder and operator of Mutual Friends Records. We're throwing a showcase. This is real last minute. We actually booked like 30 bands and then our venue dropped. So we scrambled for a couple weeks and we finally got in touch with my friend Davis from Sharptooth Productions. He offered this fantastic venue. But we're doing it. This is our first big event. This is our first showcase. This is really Mutual Friends' first thing. So we're all really excited.
My name is Julian Finley. Kane and I started Mutual Friends a couple months ago, I guess. Kind of as a catalyst for us to bring this, you know, like this community together. I feel like in Austin the DIY scene's kind of scrambling right now. It's being fronted by, you know, like Brian, you know, over at Shirley's Temple, you know, a lot of like scrambled spaces right now. So, you know, we kind of sat down and realized that, like, you know, it's up to us to kind of bring together the people here and bring the bands to the venues, you know, bring a crowd. We're here, kind of, this is our first event. So I guess it's just kind of us like kicking off things, you know, almost like a release. Appreciate that.
South by, for me, since I started going when I was like 18 or whatever, it's really just been a lot of DIY shows, like house shows, not too many official events, just because I wasn't 21, I couldn't get into anything, so we kind of worked with what we had to. And I love that. I love the whole community vibe. I love house shows. I love being, you know, close with bands, getting to talk and hang out. And we're really, we started doing that because, I mean, we don't have any other options. We're kids, you know? So we pretty much found a house and started messaging bands on Facebook, all our favorite bands. And the fact that we have, some of the names here are people whom I've been listening to, you know, since I was 16 years old. And, out of strange coincidence, they just so happened to reply to my Facebook messages. Decided to come out.
I grew up in Houston, so I had this huge, magical, grandiose view of South by Southwest, of Austin, you know, and I've been in the city for almost a year now, going to school here, building up to South by Southwest, you know, it's honestly kind of overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff that, you know, being a minor, I really don't have access to. A lot of bands that, you know, I would like to see, you know, not playing. And it's, you know, as, you know, as a, you know, I've been booking, you know, like since like late high school. So, you know, an event like South by Southwest, you know, bringing together, you know, all the unofficial events, you know, all the pulling this massive crowd, massive bands, you know, it's really just a matter of, you know, what time and where, when you're free. We definitely scrambled for a little bit with the venue and everything. We reached out to Sharptooth Records, our buddy Davis Knoll. Here we are at the Sanchez House now, and it's been going pretty well, you know. And I think there's been a lot of controversy with recent official, official South by Southwest events. This year specifically, I've noticed that, you know, the unofficial scene, you know, the stuff that's in the cracks of the city is, like, really where you're going to find some gems, you know. And, like, if you take the time to look, you know, like, if you bother coming out to East Austin, you know, digging around in the neighborhood, like, you're going to find some really special stuff. So I guess we're just trying to give people that.
I mean, I've been going to South By for a while, but like the first thing I went to that left the biggest impression on me was actually last year, a year ago from like today, Funeral Sounds Records put on a showcase at Eden House Co-op. I love Mark. I love Funeral Sounds. And it was one of the most surreal 2 days of my entire life. And those 2 days last year are the reason why I wanted to do this year. And then, I started planning, and of course I had no clue what I was doing. I've never done any of this. And hit up Julian, and we found each other, you know?
Nice.
And,
mutual friends, I guess, you know?
Yeah, mutual friends.
That's how I got started.
So, Mom Jeans. I started to listen to Mom Jeans like 3 months ago. Best Buds is phenomenal. And of course Namdi's probably one of my favorite musicians, hands down, all around. Everything Namdi touches is gold, and I can't believe they're about to show up, you know, in 30 minutes. I can't believe we're gonna be shaking hands, you know. I mean, if they want to shake my hand, we'll see. Yeah, I'm kind of dirty.
If I had to pick a band or two, I've been really, really into Oso Oso right now. They just released the Unihon mixtape, their most recent album. You know, the tracks on there are phenomenal. You know, my favorite being Reindeer Games, the second track. So, like, they're probably one of my favorite acts out there. And I also would like to mention Slime Girls. I've been following, like, the chiptune scene for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years now, since, like, 8th grade. So, I don't know, it's surreal meeting these people that have been following online for such a long time. And I guess I also can't go without mentioning Trunkweed. I reached out to them in high school and, like, mentioned, you know, like, hey, if you guys are through Houston, let's get something together. Let's get going, you know. We threw a great show. We had so much fun. And that's kind of the reason that I'm here today, you know, booking for Kanan, booking for us, you know, booking for the city of Austin. Just because, you know, they gave me a reason to do that. And the show that we put on was, you know, 30 people in a warehouse, you know, super sweaty, super intimate, super gross, you know, got to hang out with Trunkweed, grab some pie after the show. And it was like just that level of intimacy that you can achieve in the DIY scene. And that really inspires us, I guess, to do what we're doing and, you know, feel that. So definitely can't go without mentioning Trunkweed, but I don't know. There's so much talent on the ticket today and tomorrow as well.
I did forget one. I forgot a big one. Mover Shaker from Detroit, Michigan, with Funeral Sounds Records. Mover Shaker, they're all some of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life. They make some of the best music I've ever heard. They've actually been sleeping on my floor this week, and it's unreal. I woke up and Jack was cleaning up all the party mess, doing our dishes for us. They're the nicest people, and they're such a good band. I feel like public radio and Empire in particular is very important, especially at this point in time, just because there's so much going on. And it's hard to find, you know, somewhat unbiased sources for information. I guess that's a given, of course. But I don't have a TV. I can't really watch the news. I try and keep up. But, I mean, when I'm driving to work at 6 a.m. in the morning, I can, you know, at least try and keep up with current events. I have something to listen to. And it makes me feel smarter, to be honest. It makes me feel more smart listening to public radio, just because I'm a little more in the loop with everything. But yeah, I love it. It's unreal.
Kanan about summed it up, honestly. You know, I think NPR is kind of the equivalent of what we're doing here for, you know, like for radio. Just, you know, it's pure, it's unbiased, it's, you know, it's everything that you could, you know, hope to achieve. And you know, I mean, you know, I don't listen to too much NPR nowadays. You know, I got a lot on my plate as a full-time student. But I used to listen to NPR, like, on the way to school, like, when I was a kid with my mom. You know, my mom is super into NPR, and I think she kind of got me started, you know, just, like, the smart people on the radio, you know, just, like, talking about whatever. So, I don't know, I think it's done a lot of good for our community, for anybody's community. You know, I think it's important, you know, an important medium to obtain information, you know, facts, like, you know. I always love, like, the science features, you know, where they'd get, like, big scientists talking about whatever. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's done a lot of good, and it's going to continue doing a lot of good, you know, especially, you know, in a time where there's so much going on, you know, both on a global scale and on, you know, a local scale like this, you know?
Absolutely. Dude, I had no clue anything about foreign affairs. I've been learning about, you know, elections in other countries and, like,
did you,
I mean,
like,
there's...
Yugoslavia broke up?
I did not.
Yeah.
I know,
That's happened, like, 20 years ago.
I probably shouldn't talk about what I think I know.
Yeah.
I'd have to listen to a little more NPR first. But yeah, Julian might have a better answer. I'm really happy that y'all are here. I'm really happy that everyone's here. This is amazing, and it feels really good. I've been stressing really bad for the past couple weeks, but it feels so good to have everyone here, all these amazing bands and amazing people. We're just really happy.
Yeah, I guess you covered about everything, you know, like, I did not expect, did you remember something?
I did, you go first.
Oh, yeah, I did not expect, you know, this, you know, event that we started planning, you know, maybe Christmas break to be, like, to reach this magnitude, you know, so it's honestly just, like, been, like, a dream come true having, you know, you guys come out, having, you know, all these bands come up, you know, like, just, like, you know, meeting all these people I've been following online for such a long time, you know, face-to-face, shaking hands, you know, playing Smash Brothers, you know, like, it's just, you know, it's this massive sense of camaraderie, and I don't know, I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, and, like, I guess that's about it. Yeah, we're talking Melee.
We only play Melee. We only play on a CRT.
Yeah.
Yeah. We only play Fox and Falco.
I made Ness, actually. I can thunder slide, so.
No items. Yeah. There is one thing I would like to talk about a little bit. Just mutual friends and what we have planned for the future.
Oh, yeah.
German Error Message, a really sick band from Nashville, actually. They're about to put out a new album. I've been talking to Paul. They're so sweet. But we'll be putting that out. We're planning on pressing that. It'll be German Error Message's first vinyl release, so that'll be really cool. I've also been talking to Andrew from Worst Party Ever. We've been talking about maybe putting some tapes out, seeing what we can do with some presses, something like that. But those are two things we're really excited for. And there are a couple you were telling me about possible endeavors.
Yeah, you know, Mutual Friends Records, this is kind of like, I guess, like a kickoff event to say, you know, like, we're just getting started. So for the future, you know, like, we're kind of paving the way, you know, making connections, making a lot of friends with the bands that come here, like, that came out. You know, I've already started talking to, you know, like, I Am Clark Kent, Bayard Brigade, you know, Sleepy Dog. Like, at this point, I'd say, like, we're all good friends, like, great friends, you know, like, it's just that sense of community. And I'm really hoping to utilize Mutual Friends, or, like, use it as a grounds or, like, a catalyst to start bringing more physical releases. You know, we're hoping on dropping some stuff on our Bandcamp, you know, kind of functioning as a net label to start off with. And then, you know, we've got the German Error Message vinyl releasing in a couple months. And then hopefully we're going to get a compilation tape going, you know, maybe a track or two from every band here, you know, one side of the tape per day, just, you know, kind of give people a taste of what we do here, what we like, you know, what we're about, you know.